The program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is intended only as parody, satire, and cheap laughs. Listeners are advised that the opinions expressed on tonight's show are exclusively my own and not the opinions of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech. And furthermore, seekers, it might add a little dimension to tonight's show if you just do one simple little thing. Go into the bathroom, lock the door, unscrew the toilet seat, and remain seated on the floor for the next hour. Trust me, you'll know what I mean in a minute.
Hey, are we there yet? Are we there yet?
Shut up! I told you 30 seconds ago we're not even close yet.
Well, that's just because you're a crappy driver. Give it a little gas, you stingy bimbo.
Hey, stop that! Get your hook off my accelerator foot!
Well, drive like you mean it!
Stay over on your side of the car!
I will not! I'm tired of your bull!
Watch your mouth! Oh, you get me in trouble all the time, damn it!
You cramp my style all the damn time, you uptight bitch!
Watch it! Oh, man, I can't wait to get some medication that'll get rid of you!
Dream on, Sybil. Me and all the other parts of your dissociated non-personality are here to stay.
Oh,
great. In fact, we've been talking about just what to do about you.
Oh, behind my back?
Well, inside your back, actually. Yeah, we all had it with your whining whimper. We're ready to jump the fence and live a little for a change. And if we have to kill you to do that, then we're all game. Now give me that wheel!
Hey, get your hands off the steering wheel!
Oh, great! Blue light special! Just what I need! Let me do the talking, okay? Oh, what seems to be the office problem, huh? Take her in! Take her in! String her up! Give her the chair! She's dangerous!
Oh, no!
You're under arrest! I got a star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and a right to arrest. I am the guy who is the boss on this highway, so watch what you do when you come my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me, I know. I'm working for the state, I'm the highway patrol. Well, you know me when you see me, cause my door's painted white, with sirens screaming and my flash red light. I work all day and I have all night, just to keep it law and order, trying to do what's right. If you write you out a ticket, you better drive slow. Do my job, I'm the highway patrol. I'm the highway patrol, highway patrol. Hours are long, pay is low. Do my best to keep me driving slow. I'm just doing my job, I'm the highway patrol. Well, if you're driving too fast like you shouldn't do, you better bend your boots, I'm coming after you. If you want to race, back. I'm here to keep all your speed is driving slow. I'm just doing my job. I'm the highway patrol. I'm the highway patrol, highway patrol. Hours are long, my pay is low. Do my best to keep driving slow. I'm just doing my job. I'm the highway patrol. I'm just doing my job. I'm the highway patrol.
Now you listen to me, Miss Peggy Gravel. You better calm yourself down before I haul off and smack you upside your wide, wide head. We killed your husband, and I ain't your maid anymore, bitch. I'm your sister in crime.
Please don't sit on me.
Okay, witches, up against the car. Arms up on the car. One false move and your head'll be flying through them trees.
What is this? Are you kidding me?
Does it look like I'm kidding now, Mal?
Officer, I am an outpatient from the hospital and I'm very
prone to anxiety attacks, so please treat me with therapeutic courtesy.
Ha! I know who you are. There's an all-points board now for both of you.
What do we have to do for you, Sheriff?
Sit on that car hood. You'll see. I've got something to show you first. You like lingerie? How do you like these little numbers? I sent away to them from Frederick's. They was expensive. I love the feel of cold nylon on my big butt.
Will you please stop it? I have never found the antics of deviants to be one bit amusing.
Come on, take off your underpants. Hand them over.
I knew cops would slip.
Here, Blossom.
That's more like it. Ah, these are from Bloomingdale's. You've got good taste. I think I'll try to fit my big business into them. Ooh, they're tight, but they sure feel good. Now, do I get my little kiss?
No, please, not a kiss. I swear I'll gag. Mount me if you must, but not a kiss.
Come on now, I'm all dressed up in my pretty underthings, and I need a little lip suction. I'd like to stick my whole head in your mouth and let you suck out my eyeballs. I bet you'd like that, wouldn't you? What are you hogs looking at? The show's over. Beat it. What goes up that way? Follow that dirt road. Go ahead before I haul your ass to jail.
I'm traveling through town incognito. Nobody knows my name. I ain't the guy who did it, but I'm the guy that got the blame. Well, I'm wanted for murder in Germany. Well, I'm wanted for bank robbery in France. But all I ever did was steal a pair of girls' underpants. I'm going through town incognito. Nobody knows my name. I ain't the guy who did it. But I'm the guy that got the blame. They're after me with submachine guns. Yeah, they're out on my trail. They're either gonna blow my brains out or give me a life sentence in jail. I'm going to town incognito. Nobody knows my name. I ain't the guy who did it. I'm the guy that got the blame. Well, I'm a lonely man, and I needed somebody to love. She wouldn't give me her body, so I stole a pair of panties, a stocking, and a glove. I'm going to town incognito, and nobody knows my name. I ain't the guy who did it. I'm the guy that got the blame.
Don't!
I'm sorry, officer. I know I was going too fast. Just give me a ticket.
I beg your pardon?
Just give me a ticket.
Ooh, that sounded like an order.
I pay my taxes and they pay your salary. So when I say give me a ticket, just give me a ticket.
Uh-huh. Maybe we don't want to give you a ticket. Maybe we want to haul your butt in, wise guy. Hey, look what else your tax dollars pay for, huh?
Daddy. Are you going to jail?
We'll see, son. We'll see.
You're under arrest for armed robbery. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say, blah, 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 blah.
It's a joke.
Hey, you're not really arresting me.
You have the right to remain silent.
I choose to waive that right. No!
Let's go, Millhouse.
Sure, we have order, but at what price?
Kids, I got a crazy feeling your mom's not going to prison.
Yay! You're a latter-day Clarence Darrow.
Was he the black guy on the Mod Squad?
Welcome to Warpville, ladies. I read in the big city papers that you are wanted for murder. The murder of a certain Mr. Bradley Gravel.
Really?
You are interrupting my flow of power. Give these peasants a little dinner, Lieutenant Wilson. I bet they're hungry after a long day of breaking laws.
Here, nice live roast.
No, no.
Come on, eat them. Eat them. Swallow this goddamn thing. Eat them.
We're putting that bitch on ice.
This is just great. They find a few copies of Bob's Slacktime Funhouse in my car, and I've got to sit in the stupid waiting room for some reason. Penal system? Hey, this is starting to sound pretty good. Oh, a picture? Well, if you have to. Hey, I haven't fixed my bangs. What? Oh, look, honey, with this nose, I don't do profile shots. No! Ah! Oh, a manicure? Oh, sure, I really could use one. Hey, watch it, lady. You're getting that black, greasy ink all over my hands. Oh, look. Now I left black fingerprints all over your little card here. What? You want me to strip? Oh, hell, lady. I've had 20 years of people standing around waiting for me to take my clothes off. Oh, hey. Well, as long as you got those rubber pinky cheaters on, honey, what the hell? Ooh. Hey, why'd you stop? I'm nowhere near done yet. Dang, you people are mean, you know? Oh, hey, is my room ready yet? Yeah, I'd like to have one with a king-size vibrating bed, a wet bar, and a coffee maker, please. Oh, I'm gonna have a roommate? Well, I guess that's okay. What's her name? Nah, that doesn't ring a bell. But Quasimodo does. Ah, you people have no sense of humor, do you? Oh, hey, this is kind of small here. This artful wrought iron door sure does look drafty. Took away my subgenius membership card. Oh, I've never felt so ultra-violated. Boy, nothing worse than that could happen to me. Oh, hey, you must be my new roommate, Hannibal. Hi, I'm Reverend Susie the Floozy, and here for a crime I didn't commit. Hey, what you got cooking there on that hot plate?
Just some fava beans.
What the body in the county's for?
give you up to give. Ooh, if kissing and loving gives up crying, yeah. Then baby, I'm guilty, I do my time. If that's the price that I gotta pay, I'm gonna get to you, girl, anyway, yeah. Cause I'd rather go to jail. Give it up, to give it up, to give it up now. You got, but I ain't got enough. I don't care what your daddy say, I'm gonna get to you anyway, yeah. Oh, I'd rather go to jail, man. I'd rather go to jail, hey. I'd rather go to jail without pay. To give you, give you, give you, to give, to give, to give you, to give, to give, to give you, to give, to give, to give you. Did you love me? Hey, I wanna know, cause if you did, I'd rather go to jail than to see you get away. And what's more,
what they do, Slim?
Gave me a number, ringing
me dirty, fed me swill. Didn't give me no medicine when I was ill. Had a hangnail, bad, bad pain. Needed Demerol right away. Had an attack of the gout. Where was my morphine to help me out?
About as well as a heterosexual can in prison.
Yeah. I don't know how much longer I can take it in here. Please, I'm gonna get guy cramps if you keep this up. Celery.
Oh, Dave, it's simple. I'll spell it out for you. You know, a lot of the simple everyday behavior is illegal. And so there's always a lot of heat on the scene. And, you know, you gotta protect yourself. Now, if you break the rules of HIP, you get put down, that's true. But you break the square rules and they throw you in the slam, and that's a big difference.
It's not like we did something wrong. We just burned down the church while the choir within sang religious songs. We just burned down the church while the choir within sang religious songs. And it's not like we thought we was right. We just played with the wheels of a passenger train that cracked on the tracks one night. It's not like we ain't on the ball. We just talked to our shrinks. They talked in the streets. No wonder we're up the wall.
We're all crazy. We're all.
The state crime lab was called in by the sheriff. They quietly boxed and inventoried the contents of Ed Gein's house. This was done quickly and without leaks to the media. And their findings have been under lock and key for over 23 years. I was able to unearth most, if not all, of their findings. The sheriff arrested Gein and took him to the county jail in Wautoma, 16 miles south of Plainfield. After being bounced off the walls a bit, Gein admitted to the murder and mutilation of Bernice Worden.
No! We just dug up the graves where your relatives lay in Old Forest Lawn. And it's not like we don't know the score. We're the fragile elite. They dragged off the street. I guess they just couldn't take us no more.
This and a lot of other evidence was never made public by the police. Again, I think the whole town wanted it all to just go away.
There is something wrong here. Look around you. It's a village of idiots.
The Mendota State Hospital in Madison, Wisconsin. A minimum security facility. The courts had no say in this matter. And this is where Gein is today. No bars on his windows. No guards on the grounds. No barbed wire. In fact, no walls. He could walk out down this road tomorrow if he wanted to.
With roller coaster brains, imagine digging out the graves. We're all crazy. We're all crazy.
Ed Gein. A nice, quiet man. He had a few eccentric habits. But no one thinks he's dangerous now. I talked to his doctor. I guess there's no reason for him to be in a place where there are bars or walls or guards. He's always been a nice, quiet man.
Besides
masterminding these murders, Mr. Manson has been a terrible prisoner. His record is replete with assaulting prison guards and staff members, spitting on them, throwing hot coffee on them, threatening to kill them. Your heart really goes out to the people that have to work with Mr. Manson, that they have to put up with this type of conduct.
Like the shadows of the morning that climb up to the August afternoon, Charlie has a way of picking up the day just by walking slowly in a room. Maybe it's a kind of magic only little boys can do. But seeing Charlie smile can make you stop a while and get you feeling glad you're you.
Robert, you want to get back to federal population in prison?
I was supposed to have been sent to the main line of San Quentin from back of here. But they sent me over here and locked me up for so they could play act my face over there in some movies.
I see.
If I were guilty of that, that would be true. But as long as that court stands, then that's what makes me what I am to that man's mind. That is not me. He gets his reality from that court. If that court says I'm guilty, he's going to agree with it. If a Roman Catholic comes over here and gets in your district attorney's office, Rome, mama, Rome. That's talking all the way back to one cross, and they'll do anything in the world to put one cross back in order, because if they don't put one cross back in order, they got Islam right up their ass from Chicago bouncing that basketball. Sooner or later, you guys are going to have to step out in this hallway and see who this hallway belongs to. That's my mop and broom over in the corner, Jack. You know, whatever you guys are playing out there that's nice for you to play when you got the money, that's cool. But when you're down in a hard time, when you ain't got nothing but mind you're mopping and slopping with, you got to deal with what you got to deal from here, honey buns. And when you can do that, then that's the penitentiary. I don't know all the things you know, but you don't know the things I know either. I don't disrespect you and take your rights, so give me my rights. You can't fool me. You can't trick me. I didn't have nothing to do with killing those people. Period. Okay. I told you that all the way down the line. I wasn't around anyone when they were killed. I'm not saying I'm not capable of doing it myself. Okay. But I'm just saying this. I did not do that. And I could have proved it in a court of law.
Okay, that's on the record, Mr. Manson.
Yes,
let me finish this letter. It's very
thank you.
The community remains fully justified in its belief that Charles Manson remained in prison for the rest of his life. Very truly yours, Willie L. Williams, Chief of Police. By W.O. Gartland, Captain Commanding Officer, Robbery Homicide Division.
Okay. What happened to Chief Gates? At the Gates Hotel, Gerald, my mother, huh?
Gerald Gates retired.
Oh, well, then what does that leave my mother, out on the street corner? I mean, what, I just drove up? This guy just drove up after I drove up. He's a kid to be. That's on 13th and Hill where they run the whorehouse. That's when my mother came from Texas. She was the first outlaw that came to this part of the world.
Okay, but at least that's the whole total of the information I have.
Yeah, well,
and what I'll do now is...
But it seems kind of unfair that you want to just pick one policeman who wants to stand up against me. Why don't you go back to Indiana, where the first guy arrested me when I was a little kid? He went all the way and became a chief too, and we were friends all the way. Yeah, people have followed me around, just making up all kinds of things that's going to fit. Whatever they're doing, I'll march there for hell and wherever it goes to forever in that. So I could be wrong maybe in hell, but I don't think heaven would agree. Or if heaven agrees, we could dance that out in the desert, because I already came off Terminal Island Navy Intelligence. I am United States government. Nixon, now, Judge Oldred, there in that court to just Douglas. It's good to see you, Mr. Douglas. Beautiful. Yeah, Mr. Van. I used to work with him, too. You know, you make me to be all the bad guys. That's okay. That's the game you're playing with Hollywood. I'm not good or bad. I'm just that guy that does what I have to do. You know who I am. You know me. It's the chain of command. Section 8.
You think you should have
worked with Roll? No, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't. I got too many problems there. Too many problems, and I'm doing too many things. I'm really involved in a lot of things. I've got a website that I'm working on.
Okay.
And I have a lot of other ecology trips that I'm trying to put into play. I've been given a lot of influence, so I'm trying to use it in a positive perspective. I've got some helpers. And I do go to Alcoholics Anonymous because the AA has always been a sincere friend. And it's always helped the Wangos, and I kind of get along with the Wangos, you know. So I'm doing what I can. I'm learning to start all over. I was trying to get to a mainline where I could get a little reality back in perspective. Don't you see what's been thrown on top of me?
I understand what you're saying.
Oh, my goodness, I've been carrying Linda Ding Dong across these little piggybacks on Ruby Poop. We're up with Mother Goose flying this whole world in the ozones. We got Atwa going on the internet. Rome was in play with the Department of Corrections on the CCs, trying to bring the Feather Rivers back in the desert, back into the play. The water of California is threatened by all the aqueducts and artificial rivers. So the CCC and the National Guard have taken up the stand against taking all the water off the land and giving it to the city. We're trying to get some of the wetland back so there might be some chance for survival on the planet Earth. But we haven't been able to reach any intelligent life forms yet. Everybody wants to be bigger or better or throw the ball further. Everybody's in a game. They're in a movie. They've lost the perspective of their elders and their fathers. Their government is just going to nothing because you won't give me my rights. You've got to give me my constitutional rights. If you don't, you don't have a constitution. And you're not going to fool China. You're not going to fool Korea. You're not going to fool the Vietnamese. And you're certainly not going to fool me. I know what I did. I could have proved what happened. I'm not even in a generation of the 60s. My generation is the 50s. If I had a choice, and you guys open up the gates of wherever, you know, I'd get on down the road and you could have this Charlie Manson thing that they created, because they haven't even seen me. Not really. They've seen all them faces that we play. You know, they don't want to see me, actually. I'm helping as much as I can in the government that I am, the government that I know about, my Teddy Roosevelt and my sergeant, and my lieutenants and all that kind of stuff, you know. And I never grew up to do all that kind of stuff, but I've seen other people doing it. I always wanted to. You know, it would have been nice if I could have gotten the service, you know, and been some kind of military guy, United States Marshal or something, you know. But I've been stuck in jail watching everybody else live their life. So then as I grow up, I begin to see that I've been out there just as much as I'm in here too sometimes, you know. And even though I don't make sense right now, that later on sometimes the like just filters in somewhere and says, hey, who we got locked up in there? I mean, what is this trip? You really want to know?
Okay, well, no, Mr. Manson.
I don't think so.
We'll say if down the line you were actually given a parole date, what would your plans be?
I would go poof.
Poof?
Poof.
Now, I noticed that in the most recent future plans, it says residents, Manson offers no plans for his future.
I don't have a future, guy. I never had a future.
Our world is so strange, is how quick your feeling changes.
Did a really good job, didn't he?
Yeah,
that was a really nice report.
Did you want to comment on it, Mr. Manson?
Yeah, I thought the guy, he had a lot of good things down there, pretty much. Yeah, I'm a lot of those things. He's making me look a little better than I really am, but...
Don't ask me how to do it. I don't want to be no part of no conspiracy. But however you do it and get it done now. If you don't get done, then I'll move on it.
He's in the fields. He's driving a tractor. He stopped. Got off the tractor, took off all his clothes. Got a hatchet from the back. Started walking to town. Cop pulled him over. Hacked off the cop's arm. Walked down to town. Saying,
gone to Wichita.
He's walking naked to town. Troopers caught him. Surrounded him. They put down the hatchet. Wild-eyed and crazy, swung it at him. Cops opened fire. 20 bullets into his little farm boy body. Screaming as he went down to the ground.
I'm going to Wichita. I'm going to Wichita.
He's in the hospital, criminally insane, a wheelchair, crippled. He's got all the inmates in there, the crazy ones, talking about Wichita. One day they're gonna all go down there and kill every son of a bitch in Wichita, they swear. And he's got them all singing a song. The moon comes out at night, everybody in the hospital singing it.
We're putting that bitch on ice.
Why does the girl you've always desired have to be jailbait?
Oh.
Abandon all hope. You who enter here.
After a long and generous cavity search, I finally reached my destination. Maximum security. Home of some of the most violent sociopaths in the country. And the worst of them all.
Can't we all just get along?
Blood. Gimme! I'm gonna bite you.
You don't want to do that, okay?
I will.
So you just take it easy and we'll get to jail, all right?
Can I bite it off?
No.
I know, do I scare you?
Yeah, you do.
I hope so.
Why are you trying to scare me?
Because I'm gonna bite you, man.
Why do you want to bite me?
Because I'm hungry. Because I'm a vampire. I'm a very polite vampire.
lay up against the wall.
My head hurts just slightly.
Lay right there.
I'm fine.
Welcome to prison ship. I am the warden.
You let me out of here, mommy! You murderous, you rat!
That's sort of nice. What are you in for?
Atmosphere.
Hi, Homer.
You gotta help me, Barney. I'm in jail.
Laura. Hey, Homer, go to the window. Hi, neighbor. I can see you.
Just get over here and make $50 for bail.
$50? What'd you do, kill a judge?
Hey, you. The state's not paying you 5 cents an hour to stand around. Now get busy.
Now, you mentioned some woes there.
Well, you see, I'm presently incarcerated. Convicted of a crime I didn't even commit. Attempted murder. Now, honestly, what is that? Do they give a Nobel Prize for attempted chemistry, do they? Oh, really? Now, this is a personal call.
My friends, isn't this just typical? Another intelligent conservative here, railroaded by our liberal justice system, just like Colonel Oliver North, Officer Stacy Coon, and cartoon smokesperson Joe Camel. Well, I've had it.
I am going to make it my mission to see that our friend Bob is set free.
No!
Bob is a political prisoner. I want every loyal listener to do everything they can to get him out of jail.
All right, you heard the man. One grenade each.
No! I think he meant through nonviolent grassroots political action.
Jeez, really, you think so? All right, give him back. Come on, everybody, give him back.
Look, let's can the euphemisms, huh? No more bull spit. How would you like to be a hall monitor?
Wouldn't that mean squealing on other kids?
That's the meat of it, yes.
You got yourself a narc.
What you in for, buddy? Larceny? How much time you get? 99 years. How'd you get caught? Some dirty squeal pigeon stole on me.
Chip here doesn't kill him. I don't like to kill. My brains, eh? Like we got over $5 billion in our hideout. Only some of the money's marked, eh? So we're not spending it. We's just waiting.
These guys like a smoke?
No, eh? We want our lungs to be pink when they fry us. Hey, we told him we didn't want a lawyer. Chimp here would probably just kill him anyway. Lawyers are for sucks.
The Kennedy brothers, your lawyer's here.
We didn't do it.
Yeah, that's right. We's innocent, eh?
If you're innocent, then you have nothing to fear.
We'll get off, eh?
I'm man enough to admit I was wrong, and I'm sorry I fingered you in court. I sincerely hope that the horrible stories I heard about what goes on in prison are exaggerated.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Love!
the gun. Oh shit. I just remember.
You got what it's coming to, man.
Those big cons are gonna love you, eh?
What do you mean?
You're a cute little guy. They're gonna be loving you from dawn until dusk.
Burn! Where are you gonna be?
I'll be in the cafeteria selling smokes.
He jumped to his feet and cried out, "Hot dog, I've got it." I started running out into the cell block and I ran up and down the cell block. I said, "Wharton, Wharton, Wharton, you won't have no more trouble with Curly. No more trouble with Curly. He's got what I've got. You don't have to be scared of them any longer." Ha! The warden came running out into the keeper's square. He said, "Hey, what's happening?" The guard at the end of the cell block said, "I don't know, but I just think that Curly got what Brian got, that Jesus he talked about finding in the hole." And the warden said, "Lock that rut up."
Where am I? Comfortable? I'm tied up. Why am I tied up?
Mr. O'Connor.
I'll tell you why you're tied up. Yes, yes.
Ah! Ah! Get a lot of questions.
Why the fuck?
Ah! Ah! Ah!
What are you doing, man? You're going to tell him where he is?
Yeah. Who am I looking for?
Oh, you're looking for this.
Ah! Ah!
Ah! You want a drink of water?
Yeah, man.
Give me a drink of water.
Any last words, Goonface?
You can lick my raw hemorrhoids, you fat pig.
Oh, ready, aim, fire! I advise you to listen carefully, Robert.
Are you really allowed to execute people in a local jail?
From this point on, no talking.
And you've got Mr. Otis, too. He's confessing, and he says that you and he were homosexual lovers and that you did these murders together. You're obviously in a lot of trouble.
I am in a lot of trouble.
Do you think about execution very much?
You know, there's more to life than just death. And they could take even me and, or somebody else and make something out of themselves. Just because they've committed a murder doesn't mean that they've... it's going to be constant. It's just something that happens at time and good time.
So you don't believe in the death penalty?
No, I never have believed in the death penalty.
Understandable.
Judge, Your Honor, hear my plea before you open up your court. But I don't want no sympathy, cause I done cut my good man's throat. I called him whip a trifling Jane. I warned him about before. I had my knife and went insane, and the rest you ought to know. Send me to the electric chair. Judge, good Mr. Judge, let me go away from here. I wanna take a journey to the devil down below. I done killed my man. I wanna read just what I saw. Oh, Judge, Judge. Lordy, Lordy, Judge, send me to the electric chair.
I think I've seen enough.
Then open up your cells and let go.
Release the prisoners! Oh, thank you, your wonderful majesty! You billion spot of blubber, you rotten stinking!
Come on, get back here!
That's the last straw, cuckoo!
Where he was awaiting trial, facing a possible 30-year sentence, he went to Queen's Bench Court, where God confounded the evidence against him. Hair and fingerprint samples refused to match. He was set free of all charges. He walked from that courtroom into schools, colleges, churches, and city auditoriums, speaking to thousands daily, relating to them the story from a bum trip to the trip beyond.
Putting that bitch on ice.
Uh-oh, so much for my right to remain silent. Ooh, we'd better call out security to WREK Atlanta because there's a riot going on in cell block slack tonight. Ooh, what a mess. Oh, but I ain't cleaning it up. I had a gut full of dragging out burned mattresses all through puberty, thank you. Oh, and you know, Seekers, it's really not a stretch to extend the prison metaphor to subgenius life. As we are stuck here on this horrible conspiracy crapball planet, and every failed X day is like another parole hearing where we get turned down. Oh, God, we're all waiting for the day when we just get out of this place. Oh, so yeah, I've got a little perspective on it, whether I want it or not. Oh, but you know, Seekers, even though we got taken hostage by the show tonight, we luckily got traded to a big ugly con for a pack of smoke, so we've got some protection. Hey, wasn't as bad as cleaning the can with Jeffrey Dahmer now, was it? And we certainly had some interesting cellmates along the way. Oh, produced by Adam Parfrey and the Slayer Hippie. That was their version of Highway Patrol. And Zilch Fletcher going incognito. The Residents' version of Jailhouse Rock was in there. Even Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels would rather go to jail. Root Boy Slim is in jail in Jacksonville. There were even bits from Desperate Living and The Simpsons and hunks of Alice Cooper and Ed Gein and Charlie and Rod McEwen. Oh, yeah, real sickos. And Bessie Smith was in there telling all about what she did to her man that got her the electric chair. And don't tell me you've never thought about it, too. And three songs by the most dangerous band in the world. Deadbolt, yes! Deadbolt regaled us with prison shank, 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 shank. That torture sequence called The Interview. And one of my favorite songs by them called Going to Wichita. Which is never a good idea, is it, Paul? Oh, but you know, this is just an RCH short of being cruel and unusual punishment, so I gotta do something to push it over the edge. So we're going to be wrapping it up tonight with another version of Jailhouse Rock by perennial funhouse favorite, Danger Woman.
Ever
sea. I sure would be delighted with your company. Come on and do the jailhouse rock with me. Let's rock. Everybody, let's rock. Oh, everybody in the hotel block. We're just dancing to the jailhouse rock, rock, rock. Use a wooden chair. Let's rock. Everybody, let's rock. Everybody in the wholesale book was dancing to the jailhouse rock. Shifty Henry said to folks for heaven's sake, well, one looking now, the chance we make our break. Brother turned to Shifty and he said, next me, I want to stick around while I get my kicks. Let's rock.
I'm fresh out of prison, 6 years in the pen. Lost my wife and family, no one to call friend. Don't tell me your troubles, 'cause you're not alone. Be thankful you're living. Drink up and go.
Good night, Seekers, and good night, Jamie DeCosmo, wherever you are.